My name's Nick Tan, and this is This Thing On podcast number 57. Independent artists from all over the world send me their music, and I play you the very, very best. And hopefully, you listened to last week's. But that was good, wasn't it? Did you enjoy last week's 56? Fantastic that was. We're going to do that again very, very soon. Anyway, this week I've got a collection of some great music that's been sent to me over the last couple of weeks. I'm going to kick off with a really, really great track. I've been waiting to play this for ages. I've actually been excited because I can't wait to put this track in. This is brilliant. This is by Helen Austin, and it's called Three's Company.
Comfortable shoes, but that is where it stops.
I like my girlfriends, but not like my boyfriends. There's no amount of weed or a bottle of Jack get me in a room with you two on my back. I got a boyfriend. He's got a new girlfriend. She says to me, three's company.
My name is Ronnie, and I'm listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast from Japan.
Thanks, Ronnie. And that was Helen Austin and Three's Company. I really like that. There's another track I've got of hers. I'm going to play it in a couple of weeks' time. I won't tell you what it's called because I can't remember, but that's called Three's Company. Now, she's originally from England, and she did a lot of stuff in London, and now she's moved to Canada, and you want to find out more about her? Go to helenaustin.com. Helenaustin.com. Right. Do you know what? I'm not doing very well on this today. I must have done about 10 takes on the intro. This thing on bit. And I've done this about 4 times as well. I just haven't got it together today. I don't know what it is. I'm just going to go with it. I'm not going to bother editing. I'm not going to bother redoing it anymore. Let's just go with it. I've got some great music. Let's just play some music, shall we? This is Haunted Stereo. Now, remember we listened to Anya last week. Anya McCloskey, she came along and sang in the studio with the guys from her band, Haunted Stereo, and, well, it was all a bit, it was her being solo, but had some other people playing with her as well, so it wasn't her solo, but they're from Haunted Stereo. Anyway, this is Haunted Stereo. Now, she sent me this week. Now, I don't know whether this is the A-side or the B-side of their new single, but it's the one that I prefer out of the two that she sent me. So this is Haunted Stereo and Can't You See My Side.
From Haunted Stereo.
And you're listening to...
Nick Tance, is this thing on podcast?
Actually, if I was honest, I think that's probably the best thing they've done. And that's got a hit written all over it for me, as far as I'm concerned, that Haunted Stereo song. Can't You See My Side? I think it's brilliant. I love the bit at the beginning. Is it Xylophone or whatever it is? It reminds me of the old Coronation Street theme. If you're of a certain age and you can remember the original Coronation Street theme, that dang, 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 dang. It reminds me a bit of that. Obviously, they didn't copy that, you know, they didn't have that in their mind, but that's got a nice little hook to it. I reckon that's going to do well for them, and I hope it does, because that's really, really, really good. Right, now, Men Are Sins, I haven't played for a while, so I had a little chat with Ziggy. I said, have you got anything new? Got anything sort of like, you know, promo-y, no one's heard of, or anything like that? He said, well, I have got this, and it was on the radio in Iceland, but other than that, no one's heard it. I thought, well, that'll do, because I don't think many people have listened to radio stations in Iceland, apart from people in Iceland, but they haven't heard this either. Anyway, this is Men Are Sins, and it's a really interesting little track. This is called Langar Skigga, and it's as interesting as that name is. I don't know what it's about. I'm sure he did tell me, but it doesn't matter. The music's brilliant. Here it is, Men Are Sins.
Klockan min
fjöld að sjálfsmörni. Skóginum stó komi satt við klukkan jólasvín, en svína flensan fælt í víti sér að skil. Það falla en þá
Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick Tan. Nick, fuck, I'm going to do it again. That's the one he's going to use.
Absolutely right, Salmi. Yeah, that was Men Are Sins and, what's it got? What's it called? Langar Skigar. And that was, that's just, they played that live on the radio somewhere in Iceland. If you want to find out about them, which you should do, just go to their Bandcamp site. Men Are Sins, that's menarsins.bandcamp.com. And I didn't tell you where you can find out about Haunted Stereo. HauntedStereo.co.uk. I think that's it. Hang on, let me just check. Haunted Stereo, was it Haunted.co.uk? Yes, it is. HauntedStereo.co.uk. Well, it's kind of about that time.
Paul, it's kind of that time of the week again, but with a difference.
It is, yeah. It's quite cosy, isn't it?
It is nice.
Yeah, it's quite cosy. Pass with a flask, will
you? I know. What an idea. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it is that time of the week again, and we're in the car.
We are in the car. We're in the car in Southampton, and we're just up the road from the Brook. Which we are going to tonight, aren't we?
We are. We're going to see Wilco Johnson.
We are.
Formerly of Dr. Feelgood, and he did play guitar in here during the Blockheads for a while.
He did, because Chaz Jangle left.
He did.
And he used to go from Chaz Jangle.
Yeah.
And also, who I'm really, if I'm honest, who I'm going to want to see tonight is Norman Watt Roy, who is his bass player, who
I'm
also
the
played.
Same.
yeah. I mean, you know, Wilco's okay, but we're here to see Norman.
Yeah,
aren't we?
Wilco's great. I was talking to a mate of mine earlier, and. He's a big music fan, but I was saying to me, I'm going to a gig tonight, I'm going to see Wilco Johnson, Norman Watt Roy on the bass, and I said, he's my favourite bass player in the world, if you can have such a thing, which I'm sure
of course.
You can.
Oh, wow.
But I think he's amazing, so yeah, looking forward
to it. I'm surprised. I was talking to Raj about him today, and Raj had never heard of him.
Really?
I'm fine. It's a bit of a shame, Raj. I had to copy pages off Wikipedia.
Really?
And send it to him on Facebook. So, Raj, you know.
Yeah.
Sort yourself out, mate.
Yeah, come on, Raj.
But Before we go in,
yeah, we're going to have it's a brief one this week, Nick. But I thought I'd tie it in with the fact that we're at the Brook tonight.
Oh, go on.
Because you recently played here.
I did.
At a Sound of the Sea event with a band called Lost Souls Club.
I did.
And that's who I'm going to talk about tonight. Now, it's not actually a specific release of theirs. I'm going to mainly talk about a review of a release that they have brought out and a preview of a release that is coming. So it's only a couple of singles of theirs, but pretty exciting times for them. They're a Southampton-based band. They were formerly known as Plastic Toys, and they've been doing the live circuit for a long, long time now. Now they've got a very kind of distinctive image and a sound to them. The influences are all there: T-Rex through to sort of Black Velvet Motorsong.
Yeah,
Cooper Temple Claws, The Raconteurs, Nine Inch Nails. So it's quite a kind of a black sort of feel to it, but lots of nice guitars and good dark, deep feel to it. They're really, when I saw them here playing with you, I thought they were just kind of a notch above the bands that you see in terms of. They have been doing it a while. They know what they're doing. The image is very definite, and that's a big, big thing. So people go along, and like it or not, when you go and see a band, when you look at them, you almost decide there and then whether you're going to like them or not.
Yeah.
It happens. You can't, and with them, it's kind of, well, yeah, this is us. You know, it is kind of quite almost gothic-y. I wouldn't say full-on gothic-y,
yeah,
but...
I know what you mean. It's very dark.
Yeah, you know. Now, on their site, they've kind of said that Lost Souls Club is like a musical home for the heartbroken and the dreamers, which I quite like. But the first the single that they released last month is available to download at the moment in all good places, iTunes, etc. It's called Romeo, and it's led by a real dark, meaty sort of riff, and yeah, it's just good driving rock. That kind of sums up what they're about, really, that song. I think it's definitely one of their finest moments. A single that they've got coming out very I believe the beginning of next year is called Sometimes, which is kind of quite, again, there's that, it's not quite gothic, but it's very, very dark, kind of almost Gary Newman sort of influence.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I could kind of hear that a little bit. Yeah.
The new single is going to be "Leave a Light On," which is released this month. Now, when I listen to this, it's slightly lighter than the other two tracks, and the chorus actually reminded me of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That they're more sort of melodic at the moment. Okay. So, great band. They've got a busy old time ahead of them. They've recently played at the One Movement Festival in Australia, and they're off to Vietnam and Cambodia in January.
Now that sounds like Mark Smith's territory.
It's Mark Smart Smith of Sea Management, indeed. So they've got plenty coming up.
He owns China now, doesn't he?
I think he does. I think they're actually going to rename it. They're going to rename China Smuts. He's taken them out there. He's had a lot of success out there with the melodramas, of course. Mm-hmm. But people down here in the south of England can catch Lost Souls Club at the Soul Cellar in Southampton. Oh. It's a place I don't often mention.
The Soul Cellar?
The Soul Cellar. That's the one.
Where is the Soul Cellar, Mark?
It's in Southampton, and it's opposite the Southampton Guildhall.
It is, and not far from the station.
Not far from the station, about a 5-minute walk from the station.
Yeah, 5-minute walk from the station. Perfect. Easy parking as well.
Easy parking.
And just up the road from the new sort of area they've built in Southampton.
Yeah.
Which they're calling the Cultural Quarter.
Are they?
They're calling it the Cultural Quarter. Yeah.
Very nice. But yes, at 26th of November they'll be at the Soul Cellar, and Lost Souls Club are going to be the main support to Gideon's Demise. It's Gideon's Demise's album.
So Lost Souls are actually playing support to
So it's going to be Gideon's Demise, Lost Souls Club, and a couple of other acts. It's going to be...
What date is that again?
26th of November. It's a Friday night, and it's Gideon's Demise's album launch.
Right, okay.
And they've got a rather...
I think I'm going to that, actually.
Yeah, well, they've got a rather suave sophisticated chap comparing the evening.
Really? They managed to do that?
Oh, well, I'll have to tell you later, mate. I can't possibly, you know.
It's you, isn't it?
It is me, yes. But yes, Lost Souls Club.
Is Glyn doing the lights?
I don't think he is. I don't know
if I go now.
At the moment, but
I've got to phone Glyn, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got to phone Glyn.
Lost Souls Club, thelostsoulsclub.com is where you can find out all about them and where you can download Romeo and the forthcoming single, which is called Leave a Light On. They're on Twitter, Facebook and MySpace, so you can find out all about them on there. And they're going to have a very busy time it next year, so you've got no real, you'll have no excuse to not catch them live somewhere.
Excellent. And there'll be links to it on your website.
There'll be links all over unplugthejukebox.wordpress.com.
For the moment. Thank you very much, Paul.
An absolute pleasure.
This is Scott Turchin here in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And you're listening to Is This Thing On?
You certainly are. And thanks very much to Paul for that. That was a bit of fun, wasn't it? In the car just before the Wilco Johnson gig. And thanks to Paul for getting me in, because we didn't have to pay for that. He gets in for free. He gets in for free in those sort of places. What a guy to hang out with. What a very interesting guy to hang out with. And we hang out last week on the special Unplug the Jukebox special podcast. And he wanted to play, this is Paul, Dave Simnel. But there was a technical problem, which I won't bore you with, which meant that we couldn't. But I have solved the technical problem, and I shall now play you Paul Simnel and Your Place or Mine.
All right. Izzy, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On Podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.
I'm afraid I made a mistake. I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry, Dave. Oh, God. That was actually David Simnel and your place and mine, or mine, not Paul Simnel. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. To find out about more about what... Oh, God, what a pig's ear I'm making in this podcast. I'll tell you what it is. I'm tired. It's 3:15 on a Friday afternoon. I wanted to do this last night. Couldn't do it for various different reasons. I've been out up early this morning. You don't want to hear my problems. I know you don't want to hear my problems, but I'm just tired. I'm just going to concentrate on the music, and hopefully I can speak properly and make some kind of sense. To find out more about David Simnel, go to reverbnation.com, David Simnel and the Pimpernels. Don't worry, there'll be lots of links and things on the website, which is, for the time being, isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com. I can't think properly. I can't. I'm trying my best, but it's just not working very well. I'm a member of the Association of Music Podcasters, and that means that I make contributions to other people's podcasts, other association kind type podcasts. There's one called Amped, and there's one called Made in the UK. And a couple of weeks ago, for the Made in the UK show, they were looking for special Halloween tracks. And I suggested, well, in fact, I didn't suggest, I submitted a Paul Liddell track. Remember Paul Liddell? Ghost Car, yeah? Well, I put that forward, and I thought, this is a really good little track, and Paul's a really good artist. I wonder if he's got any other music. Of course he's got other music. So I emailed him and said, look, Paul, I put this forward and submitted it. I thought, have you got anything else? And he sent me loads, and they're all brilliant. And this is the best of a lot of them. This is Paul Liddell and Boots. This is marvellous.
Was much too bleak. I was much too kind, and you were weak. No hanging your head or turning away. I do not want to take this day by day. So pick up the pieces, take what you need to do, what you need to do. Not over the hill, the time that you kill will help you blow up and bruise. With your boots laced up, your tiny feet will walk over me. I don't expect too much, I don't wanna find you hanging from a tree. With your boots laced up, your tiny feet will. We'll be right back.
Bloody brilliant, wasn't it? Go and find out about Paul Liddell. Go to paulliddell.com. That's PAULLIDDELL.com. He's doing some touring at the moment. Go and catch him. Actually, I really want to go and catch this guy because he is brilliant. How good was that track? I bet you there's going to be a few people that are going to go back and listen to that again because that was fantastic. Right, I get some music sent to me from Hubbub Music. Every so often, a little indie label, and they sent me a few people in the past. They've sent me these people. These are the Milkmen. They're from Perth in Australia. I used to live there, you know. This is Like a Drug.
Sing why, yeah, you keep coming round for nothing. Sing why, yeah, you keep coming round for nothing. Please ease up, pain, it's hurting. Please ease up, pain, it's hurting. Said I ain't gonna come around no more. Smell too much like a drug. Said I ain't gonna come around no why, yeah, you keep calling. You call me up, 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 but not say nothing. Please stop trying to ignore me. Please stop trying, it's hurting. Said I ain't gonna come around no more. Smell too much like a drug. Said I ain't gonna come around no more. Said I ain't gonna come around no more. Smell too much like a drug.
G'day, I'm Eck from Channel Eck. Streif, you're listening to Is This Thing On with Nick Tan.
Brilliant. That was The Milkman and Like a Drug. And they're from Perth in Australia. Very, very nice. Used to live there. Beautiful place. Beautiful part of the world. Now, if you want to find out about them, you need to go to... I'm afraid it's going to be one of those MySpace sites. It's myspace.com/TheMilkmenBand. And they've got lots of lovely songs up there. Lots of wonderful songs. Now, I was going to tell you about all the new things that are happening with the podcast. And I'm going to have a go now. But to tell you the truth, I might fall apart. Basically, what's happening is all my websites that I have will be put into one portal. One portal with lots of little windows in it. And this portal is going to be called nicktanmusic.com. I've just bought it. I've bought the website. nicktanmusic.com. Now, that wonderful Justin Wayne from The Justin Wayne Show. If you know Justin Wayne, a fantastic podcaster, an amazing individual. He's going to be organising lots of bits and pieces of my website and putting them all together. All these little bits and pieces I've got all over the web. He's going to redesign them all and put them in this new environment called nicktanmusic.com. So if you go along there, there's nothing there at the moment. It's just like, it's one of those, you know, if you put something in wrong. You know, have you ever done that and you put a wrong URL in and it goes to some weird site and it says, oh, you can buy this or it's got stuff that's related to it. Well, that's where it is at the moment. So it's nicktanmusic.com. But give it a check every now and then and you will see things start to develop. One of the things that's going to happen is there's going to be a new... address for this website. No, a new address for this podcast. At the moment, the feed that you're getting is coming through a company called podbean.com. Now, I've run out of space with Podbean, and so every time I put a new podcast up, an old podcast has to die. I know. We're up to 57, podcast 57, and only, I think it's from 46 upwards, is still available. But what will happen? Is I will start to sell what's called self-host this podcast. So I won't go through Podbean. I'll be running it all myself. So when that happens, there will be an explosion of podcasts. All the old podcasts from 15 upwards. Because I don't know what I'm going to do with the ones before 15. From 1 to 15. I'm going to keep them for some reason. I don't really like to put them up yet. So I may change my mind, I don't know. But from 15 up to where we are now will suddenly become available. And all the fantastic music and all the brilliant artists that I interviewed will be available to listen to again. Nothing's actually happened yet. Well, things have happened yet, but you can't actually see it on the web. So, but keep an eye on nicktanmusic.com. That's two N's in Tan, obviously. And we will see what we will see. Now, I've got one more track to play you from Gideon's Demise. Now, I may play you a live track myself. I'm not too sure. I'm so tired today. I'm not really together. Do you know what I mean? Really, what I want to do is sit in front of the telly. Sit in front of the telly with a cup of tea and some cake, I think. But I've got stuff to do. I've got this to do and some other bits and pieces. And my head's not really with me. It just isn't today. Everything's fine. I don't feel ill or anything like that. Just feel a bit tired. So I'll play this great track. Did I tell you about The Milkman? I did tell you about The Milkman. That's all right. I'll play this great track by Gideon's Demise, and then I'll either play you a live track myself. I don't know. Let's wait and see, shall we? Shut up, Nick. Play the bloody track. This is Gideon's Demise off the new album. It's called Panic, and it is marvellous.
Let no one see what you see when you're alone. شریف است و شما میشنوین به نیک تن در Is This Thing On Podcast.
Lovely, that's Gideon's Demise and Panic. And if you want to find out more about them, then you need to go to myspace.com/Gideon's Demise. And you can find that by their new band. They got a new album launch, I think it's next week. I can't be 100% sure, but I'll give you links on the website, isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com. But that will be changing in... Actually, no, it will kind of be changing. It will kind of be changing, because there'll be a new website, well, a new web address, but you'll still be able to get there from that address, because I'll put a forwarding thing on. Do you see what I mean? Right, well, next week is going to be another special. I've got some friends coming down for the weekend. Well, I've got a friend of mine called Dave Miles, who you may have heard me mention before. He's also been on the show before. He's interviewed people in Bristol. Does a local radio community radio show in Bristol. And he's coming down for the weekend. Also coming down for the weekend is another friend of mine called Drew Harris, and we are all friends from school. You know those friends from school you have? Well, they're friends from school, and we've played in many bands together, and we've spent much time together playing music. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to rope them in to play some music here live on the podcast. We'll put some other stuff up as well. Who knows what I'll come up with? I'll tell you one thing for sure, is I shall be singing my song called Dave. And Dave will be singing his song called Subcontinental Travel Sick Blues, which is a kind of where there's a whole story that goes with it, but I'll tell you about that next week. Now, this week, I'm really not in the mood to play you any music. I'm very sorry, but it's my podcast. I'm not in the mood for it. I would not give a good performance, but to give you something a little bit different to listen to, this is a demo that I recorded a couple of weeks ago. Just a couple of little ideas that I put down. When I come up with an idea for a song, I tend to, if I can remember, to record it straight away. Otherwise, I forget it. It comes into my head and it comes out of my head. And this is a little track that I'm not too sure what I'm going to do with it, but I've called it Froggy Demp. For the life of me, I can't tell you why. I don't know why it just came up as Froggy Demp. It's a little bit rough. It's just some ideas that I put down, some rough vocals, some little guitar bits and pieces. But I'll do something with it soon. I'll do something interesting with it. And so I will play that for you now. And that's all that we have this week until next week. I'm sorry I've been a bit of a shambles. The music's been brilliant. So that's all. Let's concentrate on the music, shall we? The times, they are changing. Anyway, this is Froggy Demp, and I will speak to you next week. Bye.